Members of the Ho-Chunk tribe once lived along the shores of Lake Monona, where Squaw Bay is located. Their villages are long gone, replaced by others living in lakefront homes, but the name for the body of water remains. Some Bay Area residents, like Daniel Guilfoyle, consider the term squaw derogatory and want city officials to request state permission to change it.
I would hope that people won't use ignorance as an excuse to avoid looking at something that's really quite ugly.
The community's local newspaper, the Herald Independent, suggested in an editorial that the name change smacks of political correctness. Nevertheless, managing editor Dave Boyer says Monona should find a new name for Squaw Bay.
The meaning squaw itself is just one of those that has a red light flashing above it as far as offensiveness.
The word squaw is part of the Algonquin language. It originally meant woman, but white settlers turned it into a slur. That's why there's a push for Dane County and the city of Monona to look for an alternative name for Squaw Bay. Ho-Chunk Nation spokesperson Tracy Littlejohn supports the change, but expects opposition.
People develop an emotional attachment to it. And to have someone say, well, this just isn't right anymore, it kind of makes them feel like you're taking a part of what I know in my home.
3 years ago, Wisconsin considered legislation striking the word squaw from about 40 public places. A half dozen other states have already done so. The Wisconsin legislation never passed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.